Blog Talk Radio.
Five levels of readiness. I thought we were on. Where are we at? Oh, well, I'm sitting here talking to myself and looking at the time on the soundboard, and guess what? It's time for Party or Go Home.
Go!
Into the future with the lessons of the past. Fire in the face.
according to the Defense Readiness Condition, also known as DEFCON, this is an alert by United States Armed Forces. And I believe from their definition that we are currently in DEFCON 1. And it's all... it's all gang-related. Whether right now we've got presidential gangs that are trumping all over, trampling all over the people. You know, gangs are gangs, whether they're billionaires, trillionaires, or suckinaires. It's gang-related.
We'll be right back.
came when they first started out were the Hymen Blasters, and they all got together and decided the new name for the band is going to be initialed. They're still the Hymen Blasters, but we're going to be more discreet and say it's THB. And that goes out to you, Sam, here, current bass player for the HBs. When I say HB, it makes me think of, like, Huntington Beach Boys, you know? Get my red groove on.
He is the wizard.
Party, USA. They're touring all over Arizona right now, and their new front man is Mike Aviles, and he's been with so many bands, Suicidal Tendencies, Lucidal, Guantanamo, Dogpile, and don't forget Wretched Red and Psycho Loco. That's where I met Mikey, filming him at Chico Pizza Parlor. On his 40th birthday. So, Bleach Party USA, that was Nose Beers. And let's do a triple play on them too. Here's Stoked.
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo. This is all I ever motherfucking hear from you.
I hurt myself today.
job on that. All right, so we're going back to the great blue herons of Northern California. You know, they like salt water and they like freshwater habitats, and they come from the open coast and marshes and sloughs, riverbanks, which is why they're always around my place, because I have the South Fork of Cottonwood Creek that runs on two sides of my property. And they like lakes, and guess what? According to the All About Birds website, these guys love backyard goldfish ponds. So this guy who posted about his poor little poor little goldfish getting gobbled up by this mean old blue heron. Well, if you would look in your thingy here, your computer gives you a wealth of knowledge, you would see that you put poor little thing out there to its slaughter, you know. So I have another story for you about goldfish. I raised goldfish and guppies and real pretty fancy fish for years, and I always had a lot of tanks. Well, one winter, my heater quit working, and I had to put the goldfish, the guppies, in with the goldfish. And I'm telling you, they were beautiful, red fantails with blue and red, and just so beautiful. Anyway, I led my little guppies to their death, not knowing, because goldfish will put their mouth, eat anything they can get their mouth around. So the stork eats the goldfish, the goldfish eat the guppies, and they're all on a food chain thing. Okay, so let's step it up a little bit. Let's see, what do we have? What would you like to hear? If you have a special request, give me a call. In the USA, it's, 646-478-3594. Give a buzz and let me know what's on your mind. All right, Jesse James is next. Social.
Thank you. all ever do was to drink my wine.
Electrician, and you hired them from a company originally, but then, you know, for some reason they quit working at the company, supposedly retirement and whatever. So anyway, I hired another licensed contractor who just lives right in Cottonwoods, licensed electrician, and he confirmed that what this guy did was all completely wrong. And it looks very, very suspicious, darling. Very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Parchment Farm.
To the river. Now you won't see me.
the balls. And I'm mad. And I'm bad. Like MC Jane.
Everything I've told you, you see, me falling in the trench with the electrical lines in the water and how Mr. Alberto Hernandez popped off the main wires in front of the house, and then all of a sudden he said, well, those ones were shooting sparks. Oh, well, you know, dumb shit. He had to recover it up where he had stuck a screwdriver in there. So, anyway, nobody has to believe anything I say because I got it all on camera. It's all on film, and the film is stored in a secret location away from the computer. I'm in the mood, boy, I tell you. Someday, baby blues.
Care where you go, what long you stay, but good time treatment bring you home one day. Well, someday, baby, shine you in a no worry, no, no, evermore. Keep on dancing that road. But you come home someday. Ba 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 baby.
Does. You know, when I told Mr. Hernandez as he entered my garage that he's on live videotape, and do you know what the little bastard tried to do? He tried to kiss me. Really? What a fucking, what? Is this code blue or some shit?
Wizard.
Singing telegram for Mr. Dubedio.
How are you, please?
You're Mr. Dubedio?
Right.
Good. Hendrix is sent with word for Dubedio, a melody sweetie for to tapio fiti. Mm-hmm. So sit down and relax. This isn't a quiz. It's just a little lesson in the movie biz. You want to make a movie. He puts up the cash. You spend time being groovy. Your movie's gonna be a piece of trash. You are the producer. He is the financier. If he loses money, the blame is on you, sir. What in the world could be more clear? Got to deliver. The product is king. This Stanislavski crap don't mean a goddamn thing. Beauty and business, you may have confused. He didn't say he wanted it good. He said he wanted it Tuesday. You, Dubedio, are through, Dubedio. You thought that you were safe, but you were wrong, wrong, wrong. So shoot, think, edit, but fast. You haven't got long.
What would compel someone to be contracted to do a job and see a jar of caviar in a black box that you just gotta have? Mind you, it's all on film. And I find the empty box after he's gone and lays all this electrical everywhere he shouldn't have. So, you know, I sent him a photograph of the empty box. Busted. And, you know, the signs all around, they say, this property is photographed.
Yeah.
Connection, the innovative rockers led by Perry Farrell. And, you know, you can only hear that funk coming out of Flea, who went on to Red Hot Chili Peppers. But, you know, this is Dave Navarro, Flea, Chris Chaney, Matt Chaikin. The list goes on. David Andrew, Duff McKagan. Okay, so this is boring. Los Angeles punk rock, Jane's Addiction. I posted their video the other day on the Mystic Records group, so people could watch the video. I do make a lot of references to Jane's Addiction because, you know, they were very close in the Hollywood scene back when I was working there, too. So, you know, we've all been over to each other's houses and celebrated the day, you know. All right, so moving on, I'm going past the Flower Leopards at the moment. I don't want to hear Signed in Blood. Okay, so here we go. Chainsaw Fight. Triple play coming up.
Messenger of God, you're doomed to stay here.
Almost 90 minutes on a CD, where I'm struggling to get 40 minutes on an LP, and it's like I'm struggling because I don't want to cut any of the songs. So I'm going to make it bigger and better. Chainsaw Fight, triple play, here you go.
Get ready to feel alive. Drunk and lay the streets, terror light up the fucking night.
Hold with a bunch of empty space going, but Doug Moody's in the hospital right now, and I wanted to take the call because I knew it was from Danny, and Danny's his sidekick. So here's one for Dougie Poo. Let's hope he comes home. 94 years old, you know.
Mother's Oh, not from this town. The wine is quite cheap and the people as well. The beer tastes like liquor and the liquor's like dirt. So join us in laughter, misery, and life. The ships are plenty, but it's always one shore. The bar is loaded, but we get the boys. The bouncers are blind, and the bartender's generous. Before you know it, you're stumbling inside. There are empty exits everywhere, and a drunken person here and there. It all keeps going through day and night. Try to visualize, you try to visualize. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the brink of the grave. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the brink of the grave. I push the chains up to the taboo. Kevin's not breathing, but I'm sure it's alright. And I'm just ignoring the untimed fact. No one cares if you're wrong or if you're right. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the brink of the grave. Traveling to life on the borders of sanity. They're on the brink of the grave. There was a time when I lived in a home, warm and comfy, but always alone. I realized it's not wrong, it's just me being me, making it back to my family. Just stitching to their hands on a bear. Eric just woke up to a drunk public chase. Joe is just standing through round 23. It's not really a game just between you and me. We're all members of the alcoholic family.
They're on the brand of the grave.
Life on the borders of sanity.
They're on the brink of the grave.
They're on the brink of the grave.
Going on this morning. Doug Moody's in the hospital. You know, he's been with us 94 years. I mean, longer than most of us have been alive. And that's never good news when someone ages at the hospital. Let's hope they don't keep him. So Danny's keeping me up on what's going on. And that last song was for Doug, you know, we're all members of a family, whether it's alcoholic or punk rock or just freedom of life, you know, life, liberty, and happiness. So anyway, it's been a good day, and now I'm kind of sad, so I'm going to sign off early, and I hope you all have a rest of the day good for you. Or evening. All right. See ya next time. Bye.